You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
For CJLO News, this is Ahmad Mujtahid. Montreal City Council has awarded a $175 million contract to Suez Canada Waste Services regarding the construction of a new composting facility in the industrial sector of Saint-Laurent Borough. Opposition councillors and suburban mayors have asked that the contract's approval be delayed for further study, especially that island suburbs were not given sufficient information to make an informed decision on the plant, even though they will be responsible for about 20% of the project's costs. The opposition are also concerned why the costs for the facility have considerably went up over the years since the project was originally budgeted at $46 million and now its estimated cost has jumped to $175 million. The Ligue Nord-Américaine de Hockey, a Quebec-based independent hockey league, has apologized to a black player who had been taunted with racist remarks in a hockey game that took place last week in Saint-Jérôme. Jonathan Diaby, a defenseman for the Marquis de Jonquière, said that after he was sent to the penalty box, a fan from the opposing team Pétrolier du Nord called the N-word and showed Diaby a picture of a monkey on his phone. Diaby further revealed that his dad was told to go back home and that he had no business in this country. The incident has sparked outrage on social media. Robert Chevrier, co-owner of the Pétrolier, said the team is trying to identify the racist fans so they can be banned from the arena. UNICEF Canada welcomes the Government of Canada's announcement of new humanitarian funding of $46 million in response to the humanitarian needs of people in Yemen. For little more than 3 years, Yemen has been withstanding a civil war that has killed nearly 10,000 people and pushed millions to the brink of starvation. According to UNICEF, at least 2 million children are out of school and 8.1 million do not have access to safe water and sanitation services. To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.
CJLO in Concordia University sits on the traditional territory of the Mohawk or the Ganegahaga people. The island called Montreal is known as Dadake in the language of Ganegeha and has historically been a meeting place for other indigenous nations, including the Algonquin people.
Hello, you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM, streaming online at cjlo.com, and welcome to another edition of Charts and Crafts.
Another edition of Charts and Crafts.
Woo! Woohoo! So I'm Allison.
I'm Francella.
And we are going to do this together today.
Why not? It's Friday.
It is Friday, and I'm not feeling the greatest, so I'm glad that I have company to make me feel better.
But you know what will make you feel better?
What?
This chart, because it rules this week. It's so good.
Such a good chart. Like, I saw the chart and I was like flabbergasted at like so much good CanCon, so much good local, just like all good bands.
All good bands. And we're going to start things off with one incredible performer. This is Charles Bradley with Touch of Gold.
Yes.
I've been a miner for a heart of gold. If this is passion, I never give. It keeps me searching for heart of gold. And I'm getting old. It keeps me searching for heart of gold. For a heart of gold, I've been in my mind. It's such a fine line. It keeps me searching for heart of gold. And I'm getting old.
searching for heart of gold, and I'm getting old.
Listening to CJLS 1690 AM. That was Heart of Gold by Charles Bradley. I said Touch of Gold. And I think it's because like Charles Bradley himself had a touch of gold.
That's true.
Yeah, but that was actually a cover of Neil Young.
Yes. Yeah. A good cover.
It's a great cover. He does great covers.
Absolutely.
This is Bougie Boys right now, one of my favorite bands ever. One of my favorite bands to come out of the East Coast.
Same.
Yeah, this song is called Canadian Content off of their latest EP, Unknown Pleathers.
Let's do it.
Keep it locked.
Was Bougie Boys of Canadian Content here on CJLO 1690 AM. Next up, we have Bob Moult.
Bob Moult. Little shout out to Aaron back in Halifax. Little beep beep for Aaron. Bob Moult.
This is 30 Dozen Roses.
Bye.
All right, that was Bob Mould with 30 Dozen Roses off of Sunshine Rock.
Woo-hoo.
And now we've got some Pedro the Lion.
Pedro the Lion.
Have you heard this record yet?
I haven't.
I think you'd really dig it.
What does it sound like?
Well, we're about to hear the song Clean Up. Let me know what you think after.
All right. I'll let everyone know.
Presents from Mali, Habib Kote and Basiku Kouyaté. As part of the Nuit d'Afrique year-round concert series, these two African music legends will perform on Sunday, March 3rd for a unique concert at Théâtre Le National. For more information, visit productionnuitdafrique.com.
I am Claudia Rocks. I am strong. Hey, Julie Perry, are you strong?
Why, yes, I am strong. Hey, Big Pete, are you strong?
I am extra strong. How about you, Jerry?
Super strong. Gundam Seed Destiny?
For strongest.
We are strong together.
Tune in to Audio Pen Pals every second Friday from 4 to 5 p.m. on CGLO 6090 AM.
To get your dose of news and commentary from Montreal's differently abled community.
Honey, I'm home.
Why are you home so late?
I was listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
Oh, I can't stay mad at you.
Aww.
I was listening to CJLO too. That's right. Welcome back to CJLO 1690 AM. Before that ad break, we played a track by Pedro the Lion. The song was called Clean Up off of his excellent new album, Phoenix.
I'm going to give that a solid okay.
Just a solid okay?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair. That's one of my favorites off the record, but I feel like just because it's the catchiest one.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll give it a shot.
Okay. I swear His stuff is good. And he built such like a cult following for himself. You know, he only has like 5 albums. And his last album was released in 2004. So like people have been waiting for this album for like 15 years.
But that's a lot to deliver then.
Yeah.
So does it live up to that hype?
I would say so. It's not like the most amazing album I've ever heard, but it's definitely good.
Okay.
Good, yeah. Period.
Okay. Good, period. Capital G or small g?
Capital G.
Capital G.
Yes.
Okay.
I love this rating system.
It's like the most accurate, I think.
It's true. It's like true. Like,
it's 4.5 stars. Like,
I can't do that.
Oh my gosh.
It's 7.2.
Like, I can't do that. Oh, Pitchfork.
7.2 is such a Pitchfork safe. I think that's the real okay.
Did you know that the writers, they don't come up with the score?
Isn't it like everyone all together?
I think it's something like that, but I'm just wondering, like what are the qualities that take a record from 7.2 to 7.8?
That's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
We'll just have to work at Pitchfork someday and figure that out.
You can do that. I'll pass. I'll pass.
Oh my gosh. Every little girl's dream.
Well, I would love to meet those little girls who have dreams about working at Pitchfork.
Oh my gosh.
They should take it over.
Yes, absolutely. Oh my god.
Although the new editor now seems pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like it's no longer Mark Richardson.
That's
but
right.
But he still contributes to the website every now and then.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
Didn't he only step down pretty recently though?
It was like maybe 2-3 months ago.
Okay. Cool.
But yeah, like he's still very much a lingering presence.
Huh. I don't know how I feel about that.
I think that's always how it is in like legacy publications.
It's true.
Like he's probably an editor emeritus. It's true.
Oh my god. No, absolutely you're right. Absolutely you're right. Oh my gosh.
So what's coming up next?
We've got Girlpool.
Oh, sick.
Yes. So have you heard this album
yet? I have heard this record.
So good.
It is really good.
Is there a song that you would recommend? Is there one on the top of your head?
I wouldn't say so. What about you?
I am honestly a huge fan of the first track, Lucy's.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's play that.
Beautiful.
Here you go. This is Girlpool.
Yes, Girlpool. Here on Charts and Crafts with Allison and Francella.
Keep it locked on CJLO, 1690 AM.
An unfamiliar state where you'd rather stay. A meditation clown when you sway and sink. I want to find out town for the care. Sun goes down.
Boy Harsher, here on CJLO 1690 AM, the track you just heard was called Fate.
I love a good evil disco.
I know. Song. That's a perfect way to describe Boy Harsher. Evil disco.
I saw James Blake last night, and there was like maybe close to the end of his performance where 12 minutes of evil disco.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was like very intense and hard to dance to because it just feels like... Like you're in a video game.
But were people dancing? Were people wilding
people
out?
People were like shuffling.
Okay. Yeah. I could see that.
I didn't see any enthusiastic dancing because it was kind of hard to dance to.
Well, tell us more about the James Blake show.
It was an incredible performance. I felt very moved. It was a very affecting show.
Yeah.
He's an incredible singer with such an amazing range.
Really?
Yeah. I totally forget about that because of how much he relies on loops.
Yeah.
But when he came back for the encore, the last song he played was just built off of loops and everybody was quiet and it was just so mesmerizing to watch him do that.
Oh my gosh.
When his voice comes together, it just sounds like string arrangements. Like that's a human voice, but it sounds like, you know, violin and viola and cello all together.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, an incredible performer.
I was thinking about going to see that show, and now you make me regret it. I wish I
saw
went.
One of your buds.
Which bud?
Dan.
Oh, that's right. He was so stoked for the show.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, yeah. He's a James Blake boy for sure.
Yeah. So, incredible performance, Evil Disco.
Yes. And Boy Harsher, so the artist that we just played, they're also amazing live.
Yeah.
Like crazy good live. So, so good. They come through Montreal quite often, even though they're New York based, because they constantly sell out when they're here.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have a question for you.
Yes.
I don't want to take up too much time, but like, who would you say is not a good performer?
Ooh. Like, in general?
In general.
Wow. Oh my gosh. That's a tough question to answer.
I got one.
Lay it on me. Lay it on me.
Great band. I love their records. But live, I would not recommend you see White Lung.
Ooh. So why? Why do you say that?
It's just she needs a lot of help.
Okay.
In the pitch department.
Okay.
But great records. I love them. I really respect what they do. But yeah, I was really... When they played Pop X, I was like, wow, okay, this is what we're doing tonight.
I have an answer, and this answer makes me feel bad.
I feel kind of bad, but I think the critique is necessary.
Absolutely. My answer is Chastity Belt.
Okay.
So I saw them when they came through about 2 years ago, and you're going to get upset with me because a bunch of people were upset with me. I chose to see them over Bougie Boys playing Sawoni.
What?
Because I was like, I'm going to Sappy in a month. I will just see them at Sappy. So I'm going to see this band that I'll probably never see again.
Okay, I can respect that.
But it was such an unenthusiastic show. They were so bored. Like, and I love their music, but their performance made it so boring.
Mm-hmm. I hate that.
I was so disappointed. I think also with having the Bougie Boys pressure.
Yeah, who are great performers.
Exactly.
Like,
so
Cody
yeah.
is just mesmerizing to watch.
Absolutely. So that's a big regret. And maybe they were just having an off day, but
maybe.
Still, come on.
Yeah, and White Lung also played at the Polaris Gala a few years ago, and that was also not the most stellar.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah. But I respect White Lung. They're a great band.
Exactly.
Happy to play them on my show.
Yeah.
Which you can catch Mondays at 11 a.m.
That's true. Super connected.
Super connected. Just a quick plug.
All right. So we're going to keep on with the chart. And now we jumped up a few. We played Boy Harsher, which came in at number 17 spot. Now we're jumping up to the number 12 spot to play some local Canadian good stuff.
Beauty.
Yeah, so we're going to play a track by Mono No Aware. This is Switch here on Charts and Crafts, CJLO 1690 AM.
I'm your game, you switched offense. Sisyphus throwing bricks at the fence. Been waiting for the leaves to fall since spring commenced.
Just to see.
Sharon Van Etten on CJLO 1690 AM. You are listening to Charts and Crafts. I'm Francella. I'm joined by
Allison.
Yes. We're having a great time this afternoon playing the top 20.
Yeah, I would say. Usually we get about 15 in.
Okay, sick. Well, this right now is Homeshake with the song called Like Mariah and got panned on Pitchfork.
Like a 3.5 or something crazy.
Yeah, it was not a kind review
they
at all.
They did not like it.
They singled out this song in particular, too.
Well, I'm excited to hear it.
Yeah, so let us know what you think. You can call in. You can text. Yep. The number is 514-848-7471. 848-7471. Again, Homeshake, Like Mariah. You are listening to CJLO 1690 AM. My name is Francella. This is another edition of Charts and Crafts. I'm joined by the lovely Allison.
Hello, hello.
This song you're listening to is called Memory Lane by Anemone.
Anemone, yep.
Not anemone.
I know, I always want to say anemone.
Yeah, Anemone, for those who don't know. Anemone. We also heard Like Mariah by Homeshake. We talked a little bit about how that record got panned by Pitchfork. And while we were listening to the music, we were talking a little bit about jizz jazz.
Yes, we were.
Yeah.
And that term is so funny to
me. It is funny.
But it's so accurate.
The music is, like, kind of derivative to me. But...
Yes.
Yeah. But the name still holds up after all this time. We have a lot of great music for you up ahead. We're going to listen to a song by Health. This song is called God Bother. It's going to come up. What do you think about this record so far?
Which one? The Health record?
Yeah.
Oh, I love it so much. Yeah. I love it, love it, love it. I'm a big fan of this band a lot.
So Allison is a big fan. I'm sure I'm going to be a big fan. Listeners, I'm sure you're going to be big fans after you hear this track right now. This is God Botherer by Health on CJLO, 1690 AM. Keep it locked.
Boost your resume by studying abroad and get that dream job. Don't miss the Study and Go Abroad Fair on Saturday, March 2nd at the Palais de Congrès de Montréal. Admission is free. Come early at noon to catch our feature seminar on scholarships. For more information, check the website, www.studyandgoabroad.com.
We love folk music. From the Maritimes to the Pacific Coast, meet the bands that shape our great nation's musical landscape. In English et en français. Tune in with The Cornus Crow every Sunday at 10 a.m. only on CJLO 1690 AM, Montreal.
Yeah, it's CJLO. We respect the music our DJs choose to play.
Are they playing f***ing Coldplay?
How long will they wait?
CJLO!
Yes, you are back listening to CJLO 1690 AM. This is Charts and Crafts. My name is Francella.
And my name is Allison.
We are delivering the best new music for you today.
Hell yeah.
We played a song by Deer Hunter. That song is called Futurism off of their latest album. Do you remember the title of that album? It's like, Why Hasn't Everything Happened to Me or something?
Yeah, let's just go with that. That's
why,
good.
Why? No. Why Hasn't Everything Already Disappeared? That's the actual name. The
album. I like yours better.
Why Hasn't Everything Happened?
I ask myself that every day.
Yeah, especially on Friday. Why Hasn't Everything Happened to Me? We have a lot of great music for you up ahead. This song is by Pale Lips.
Yes.
I'm a Witch.
Great band from here in Montreal.
Keep it locked on CJLO 1690 AM. You are listening to CJLO 1690 AM. This is Charts and Crafts. That song is called I'm a Witch by Pale Lips, local band. Great local band. I think it sounds a lot like Time Warp.
It does. Yeah. When you said that, it immediately clicked in my head.
So I said, I was like, this is like the Rocky Horror Picture Show, but punk.
And I, you know what? I love it.
Yeah. So,
bands that sound like Pale Lips, I love all of them. So good. And I think they do great stuff.
Well, this is not a band that sounds like Pale Lips, but it's still a pretty good band. This is a brand new Broken Social Scene song. It's called Boyfriends off of an EP called Let's Try the After.
Woo!
So you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
Promise kids, promise love. They'll try to teach you things, things you already know. Try to sing you songs about the open skies, but the night. Letters saying that they're gonna die, but they're not. No, they're not. And they might need a pet, they might need a mom. They're gonna come with threats about you staying young. Out of here, let's get you out of here. There's no need, my dear. Let's get you out of here.
Broken Social Scene on CJLO 1690 AM. Charts and Crafts, we're on to the number one album,
wow.
Number one song.
Awesome. And it's a good one.
It's a good one. One of my favorite bands from here.
Yeah.
I love this album. I love a good album that's like energetic and consistently so.
Absolutely. 100%.
Yeah. Yeah. So Mrs. Pryor's with Faithful.
And they're playing tonight.
They're playing tonight.
At Brasserie Bobien, 7-inch release show.
There you go. There you have it. Thank you for joining us on this Friday afternoon. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Bye.